Campaigners against the levels of salt in food have turned their attention to a staple of the modern kitchen, pasta sauces. One sauce has been found to have the same salt content as more than 10 packets of ready salted crisps. The study was carried out for the pressure group, the Consensus Action on Salt and Health. Catherine Jenner is a nutritionist with the group. Good morning.
Good morning.
So give us an example, a comparison of the huge variations that you found.
Certainly. Well, we looked at over 190 pasta sauces, so a fair variety of ones in all the different supermarkets in all different formats. And we found that there was a 30-fold difference between the highest and the lowest products. The highest one we found was the Jamie Oliver spicy olive, garlic and tomato one.
Mr. Healthy Food himself.
Exactly. And the lowest one we found was a Weight Watchers one.
Has he responded to your findings?
He has responded. In fact, this isn't the first time we've pulled him up on his pasta sauce. We first did it back in July 2008, and he said that he would reduce the amount of salt in his pasta sauce then. He said it again a few months ago, and he's saying it again, of course, today.
And is it used as a preservative and a taste enhancer in all cases?
It's a bit of a myth, actually, that it's used as a preservative. It certainly is for things such as anchovies and smoked salmon, but you don't use a preservative in general food. That's what the jarring process and using a fridge is for. Taste is certainly an element of it. We've just got used to the flavour of having a lot of salt in our food. And now, when you want to cut down on the amount of salt, you find it quite hard because, of course, you like the taste of salt. But actually, a 10% difference, so if you ate about 10% less in every meal, you genuinely wouldn't notice that difference in salt. So you can cut down gradually over a period of time.
When we sit down, I always say, where's the salt? So we don't need salt.
Do you add salt?
Yes, all the time.
Sometimes very old-fashioned.
Sometimes before I've even tasted it.
That's the thing. It's a complete habit now we've just got into. I mean, a simple thing to do would be maybe first cut it out of the cooking process, then you can add a bit at the table.
I like it.
You like it, yeah. Well, just try choosing products that have got less salt in them already, and then you can add as much as you like.
What about
at the
your
table.
Chips? When you have chips, you know, I love loads of salt and vinegar on chips.
Well, you see, chips haven't got any salt in them naturally, so if you're adding a bit of salt, it's not a huge problem.
A lot of salt.
Maybe
see,
you should
Catherine
add a little
isn't
bit
anti-salt.
Less.
No,
vehemently.
As such.
No, that's right. I'm anti not being able to choose whether I have salt in my food or not.
The interesting thing about pasta sauce is, though, and I never thought that sentence would come out of my mouth. There you go.
Nor me.
The interesting thing about pasta sauces, said Delia.
Quarter of the morning.
They're actually very easy to make.
That's true.
From scratch, aren't they? And believe me, I say this as somebody who is very good at heating food up rather than cooking.
Neither am I. And sometimes making a pesto might be a bit of a stretch too far, but something like a tomato sauce, it's so easy to get a can of chopped tomatoes without any sauce, tomato puree, some basil, chilli, onion, garlic.
Throw in some peppers.
Exactly. You can take 5-10 minutes to heat it through.
So what should we be looking for on a label then? If we're going for our nice quick pasta sauce that we just tip out the jar and mix in with the pasta.
Well, the labels are in no way clear. I'd like to point that out. They're very confusing at the moment, giving maybe salt or sodium per 100 grams. What you really want to look at is salt per portion. This traffic light labelling, if you can find any products that are green or at least amber, then they're good. Try and stay away from the ones that are red. And also, just look, try and compare two products and choose one that's lower in salt.
And why does this matter? Are we talking weight, heart health, circulation, the usual suspects?
Absolutely, it's heart health. Eating too much salt over a long time puts up our blood pressure. Blood pressure is the major cause of heart attacks and strokes, which is the biggest cause of death and disability in the UK. So it's a really big deal that we bring down our salt intake to lower our blood pressure and lower death and disability.
What will you do now with this information, you know, apart from coming on programmes like this and talking about it? Will you be taking it to any formal group, to the Department of Health or to the individuals involved, the companies involved?
Certainly, we'll be taking it to the companies. It's really down to the balls in their court now to reduce the amount of salt in their food. And if Jamie does bring down his product to what he said he's going to do, then of course we're happy to congratulate him on that.
Catherine, thank you for talking to us this morning. Catherine Jenner, a nutritionist with the group. The interesting thing about the time is it's 7:40.
The interesting thing about pasta sauce, please complete that sentence, because it's just the most wonderful quote of the morning. Okay. The interesting thing about pasta sauce
is
85058.
Oh, Lawrence Dallaglio.
Is, yes.
Good answer.
Good answer. And yeah. Andrew Verity on the case.